As expected, Jim Sampson was elected board president with the support of the new majority, while Teresa Harris-Tigg was kept on as student achievement vice president. Sampson says the former city school teacher and now Buffalo State professor who studies academic achievement issues brings background no one else has. When Jay McCarthy was nominated to be executive affairs vice president, some former issues surfaced, with Sharon Belton-Cotman attacking him, saying he had gone public with information from a board executive session. He was elected anyway. Another continuing issue is that student achievement issue, with the District Parent Coordinating Council and President Sam Radford asking Albany for a special master to come in and force more good schools.
Instead of 2,100 kids, 2,500 kids, you're talking about really about 3,000 children, really. You know what I'm saying? So when it's all said and done, it's compounded. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, with the new school board, with the new superintendent, we'll move in another direction so we won't have it in the future. But for those kids who are affected right now, we need the State Education Department to respond.
The prior administration had promised 2,100 student transfers to schools in good standing this fall, and there won't be any. And problems worsened, with hundreds of students coming into the school system from failed community charter school and most going into failing city schools. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.